Big win for our group. We've been leaning into the skid, as we've been saying, with the last three games. So I think it's a good one for our morale, good one for our group to kind of see that we can pull off tight games like this one.
42 shots on goal tonight, like almost 20 in the first period. What do you like about the team's opportunities?
It's funny because we've been working on ozone all week, and every skill session or pregame skate we've been working on shooting and finding right ways to shoot, burying rebounds, and it was perfect script that wrote out that Louisa, I think it was Louisa, scored the, I get them all mixed up, there she is, scoring a rebound goal. So I think that it speaks to the girls really in taking what we're teaching and really rolling with it.
And decision to go with Peterson tonight, kind of the rotation this season, how do you think she responded to it?
She was great. I mean, it's so fun to have two goalies on your team that both can play and play at this level. I think Mari, obviously Alexa has been taking the net, but giving Mari a run before the break I think has gone a long way.
How happy were you after, or like the response from the team after Holy Cross tied it up and just getting closing out the game?
Yeah, I mean, all year we've been in close games and we have to come from behind, or we are in close games down to the wire in the third period. I really love how our bench responded. We knew that we had the game. We were out shooting them. We knew that we were going to get back in the ozone and perform. So I was really happy with their mindset and just taking every shift after every shift and going out there and playing.
Fitzgerald, first goal as a Terrier. It seemed like the entire team was really excited for her. Just what has she meant to the group this season?
Oh, Annie, yeah. She's probably one of the most charismatic players on our team. She's awesome, super funny. The girls love her energy. I think we watched video last week, and during Providence, she also had a shot from the point, and it almost went in, and it's so funny. That's exactly how it scored. But a big goal for her. I mean, the group really rallied around her. She's super excited, so hopefully there's more for her to come.
What do you think the difference was tonight in maintaining the lead and getting it back there versus other games where sort of the composure near the end hasn't been the same?
I think our group is really gelling, and I think we've had a lot of tough conversations after tough losses where it is close in those tight games in the past couple weeks. But I think they're really coming together as a group, and they're really understanding that it's a mindset. It's not that we're bad hockey players, not we're a bad team. It's a mindset that we just have to all come together with. We really decided this week that we're going to take that mindset going the rest of the games this year.
What do you guys need to do tomorrow to finally get a win over Providence? I know you've been pretty tough against them.
Yeah, we're really excited to play them again, but we're just going to keep our game. We had 42 shots tonight. If we can keep the same offensive game, I think it's going to work wonders for us, and obviously keep the special teams rolling as they were tonight.
Quickly, just closing out first semester here with Watchhorn, her first season. Do you guys feel like you have a clear identity of what the team is in this kind of new era of the program yet?
I think we're getting there. I think it's a work in progress. I mean, we've only been here for so long, but it feels like we've known these group for years. I think it's still a work in progress. Break is a little interesting always when they go home for break and then come back. I think we'll have to reestablish a lot of those things, but I think we'll get it back quickly from what we've worked on so far.
Annie, just to start for you, first goal as a Terrier, awesome Sally. Just how good did that feel to score with your team out there?
It was pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie. I felt like I got a hug from everyone on the team, and we're just so supportive of each other, and I'm really glad that it was here on home ice, so it was awesome.
You have a lot bigger role in the lineup this year compared to last year. Just how have you seen your game develop to take on that bigger role?
I think that, there's been a lot of changes, but we're all, we're committed to working with each other, and, I'm more inclined to battle for my teammates, and they are too, so it makes for a good...
Mari, you're first starting a couple of weeks. How did it feel being out there?
It felt great to be back out there, honestly. Just love playing for my team and love playing with these guys. And no matter what, even the other games, just happy to be a part of this team and do whatever role I'm assigned that day.
Is it difficult to sort of find your footing with the, continued rotation of the goalies that we've had this season?
At times, I think that, though, we've done a good job of just it's another mental component of the game, and it's part of the role, and you just gotta work on that mental side of the game, and when your name's called, do the best you can, and that's all. But we have a great coaching staff and goaltending quadruplet duo here, so we make it a work, and it's fun.
What worked for you guys closing out tonight's game compared to last week and give up a late lead? Just what adjustments maybe did you make in the last 2 minutes or so?
I think after they scored that goal on us, we didn't let our foot off the gas, and we just kept going. In between the second one, we kind of felt we were slipping. We were all talking, and we figured out what we needed to do, and we actually went out there and did it.
Another question from Mari. For defensively, what's the communication like in, a very close game like this one, trying to keep the team in it when it's so close?
I think most of all it's just staying positive and just telling the girls that, you know, they were telling me that we got it, and I was telling them that we got it, just finish off strong and keep playing for each other, and I think we really did that, and we got the win.
Last week of the first half, just how important was it to get back in the win column, and what are you going to do tomorrow just to make sure you close it out?
I think it's important that we celebrate this one, but we get ready for tomorrow, and as much as this feels great, you know, we want to go out there and get another one tomorrow. So
third time seeing Providence this season, is there anything about their game that you guys kind of know by now that you're going to focus on, or it's kind of more focused on you guys?
Yeah, we don't really tend to focus on the other team that much. I mean, we know how to expose them in some areas for sure, but as long as we're sticking to our habits and what we want to do, we're not worried about them at all.